I speak to you in the name of Jesus, the man of sorrows. Amen. Three of us will have to leave. Under the guidelines for Jerusalem during this Passover time, gatherings of more than 10 people are forbidden. And together with our Master, we are 13, not counting the women among us. So three of us will have to leave. How will we ever make that decision? All of us want to stay. We know this is a special meal. Our Master has been hinting that he may not be with us much longer. We felt encouraged earlier this week when we entered the city. Although the illness was already spreading, people still could not imagine not gathering to welcome our Master. They sang and they danced and they opened a path, barely, for him to ride along the narrow path. And long after we were at rest with him, the shouting and excitement echoed along the city streets. Coming from up north, we had not realized how urgent it was that crowds be kept down. We assumed it was just Roman clumsiness in keeping the peace, easier to control zealots by forbidding gatherings. Even when we went to the temple to pray, we noticed the thinning of the crowds. The Master got angry, as we knew he might, at the vendors and the market open as usual mood. Some of them he cast out, upending their tables. Some began to drift away on their own, finally feeling the cold mist of fear that was enveloping the city. For several days we tried to stay calm. The city was anxious, the people were afraid, and there was finally a decree that temple worship would be suspended for Passover. When we came to this room tonight, dodging our way, avoiding trouble, we felt safe. Until the Master, eyes wet with exhaustion and worry, said that three of us would have to leave. He also said we would have to arrange ourselves around the table with some space between us. We couldn't imagine this. We always clung close to each other as we wandered from town to town. We always needed to touch the Master and to feel his touch. And we were afraid. It helped a lot that Judas left on his own accord. From where I was sitting, I could not hear the words between him and Jesus. But he rose and left, pulling his cloak tight around him. I think in the end, nobody else left. We implored the Master, and he sighed and said we would just stay there. So we had supper. Even if the temple was closed to big gatherings, we were enclosed in that room, and we had come this far with the Master, and none of us was going to leave. Our friends brought us bread and wine. We improvised some of the ritual, but we had supper. It was like so many suppers we had shared with the Master, and so unlike them all. The Master sat at table with his shoulders slumped and his voice softer than usual. He said the prayers. We remembered God's great goodness to us. Then the Master blessed the bread. We all could recall the great feast on the hillside and passed it to us. In spite of this silent, invisible trauma overtaking the city, we all tore bits from the bread and ate them. Then the Master blessed a cup of wine. He passed it to us. Some drank from it. Some gazed at it in prayer and passed it on. In this subversive assembly, where we were both comforted and frightened by our Master's words and loving prayers, he then arose from where he was seated and picked up a pitcher of water and a towel. He took off his cloak and began to wash our feet. We had heard the injunctions. We had seen all the posted notices. Keep apart. Don't maintain close contact. But the Master seemed unmoved by those warnings. Around he went to each one of us, holding our feet tenderly, pouring the water, sluicing the dust of the city and the worry in our hearts in one gesture. Gently he wiped our feet. And then he said, and this was the most subversive, he said we should do the same to each other. He said that even in this fearsome time, if it was the last thing he could tell us, we should love one another. Do not abandon each other. Do not abandon those in need. And know that I will be with you always, whatever may come. Even now, after everything that happened in the days after that supper, I can't forget his words. We are all staying inside for now. The orders to stay inside are still in force. After the Master was strung up and killed with no respect for his dignity and grace, we are staying together. Someday, we will have to get home eventually. We heard that the Master was buried, even in this fearsome time, and that will have to be our consolation. But for now, we are afraid. The city is silent. The soldiers are everywhere. And we are afraid. Jesus, be with us as you promised. Amen.